how the gopis discovered that through a message given by Nandimukhi to Srimati Radharani, that Purnamasi was predicting that a wonderful ceremony was going to take place in which Srimati Radharani would be glorified by everybody in Vrindavan as the Queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Ishwari. However, soon after that, we discovered that Padma, who's the very harsh, sharp-tongued friend of Chandravali, she was telling Saibhya, her friend, that Chandravali was going to be very soon crowned as Krishna's queen of Vrindavan. She would become Vrindavan Ishwari. And when Srimati Radharani and the other gopis heard this, they became very upset. And Srimati Radharani, with her friends, returned home, and Radha entered inside of the house in a very angry, transcendentally loving, angry phase of her service of loving Krishna. And the gopis remained outside in their mood of service to her, waiting to see what they should do next. So they waited in that way throughout the night. Radha was inside and the gopis were outside. But at dawn, when the sky was turning bright red, that time Krishna, with great longing, he sent Vrinda to the Sakis, because he knew how angry they were and he wanted Vrinda Devi to try to pacify them. So she came alone. Although the gopis were very angry, as soon as they saw Vrinda, their hearts softened and they greeted her with great affection. Then they remained very silent, and Vrinda wanted to see their condition. She looked at them for some time, and then Lalita said, "Have you come here to see us who are now devastated by misfortune?" Although Vrinda's heart was pierced by these words of Lalita Devi, she smiled very gently, because she had been sent by Krishna, and she said, "Has Krishna committed any offense?" Lalita Devi then said, "When our dear friend Radha was the foremost of Krishna's gopi friends, were we not fit to talk with you then? But now, in this time of misfortune, with ashen faces, can we converse with you? Since you already know about his character, why are you asking us? If you talk about him, our hearts will burst. So what can we do?" So she expressed the anger of the gopis. Now Vrinda Devi, she had come there to try to pacify them. So after hearing all of their bad words against Krishna, she said in a very skillful way, in a gentle, comforting way, she said to them, she said, "Krishna is your very soul. So why have you become angry over a false accusation? If my words do not pacify your hearts, then you should consider me to be a liar." And then she began to explain what had taken place. She said that Nandimukhi had told Krishna about this wonderful meeting that was about to take place between them, and he was very eagerly proceeding to meet her. But by great misfortune, he met Chandravali on the way. From a distance, Krishna mistook her for Radha and began speaking with great reverence. Krishna said to Chandravali, "If you are eager to drink the light of the full moon, then please, we should meet." Thinking these words, that were very charming, were meant for her, Chandravali smiled very slightly and bowed her head. But as Krishna continued to speak, he spoke words that contained the name of Radha. And then Chandravali became very angry, and she put her head down and she marched away. And Krishna realized what he had done. He realized, oh, this is Chandravali. And so he thought to himself, I should appease her. So he followed her, and he thought to speak some sweet words just to pacify her. So then Chandravali walked away ignoring him, but then Padma came, and Padma, who's very bold, said to Krishna, though the ocean rises and falls, should we consider this? In other words, you are the friend of the residents of Gokul, and if we lose our reputation because of talking to you, should we worry about this? And so she interrupted Chandravali's return home, and she called out to Krishna, and she said, O brave black bird, why are you in illusion when viewing the waves of the moonlight? Why are you talking about Radha when you're meeting with beautiful Chandravali? And then both Chandravali and Padma, they approached Krishna with very skillful words. He pacified them both, and then he went on his way, says Vrinda very carefully. So then, what happened? Poor Krishna. He came to the place where he was about to meet with Radha. And who was there? He had heard, Vrinda said, I heard all of this from Madhu Mangal. I was not present. But when Krishna got to where I came also, she said, I came to the place before Krishna, and I saw that Malati was there waiting because Radharani had not come, and her garland, as you remember, she made a beautiful garland. It was hanging in the tree because she had put it there and gone away. So I spoke to Malati and they said, what had happened? And then Malati told that Radha had gone home and Lalita had taken a terrible vow. Her vow was that let Krishna make Chandravali the queen of his forests, but we, meaning the gopis, we will make Radha the queen of Vrindavan. So when Krishna will hear this vow, he will be very much upset. He will not know what to say, says Vrinda. So then Vrinda said that Malati said, O Vrinda, when Krishna hears this news from me, I will not be able to describe his emotions and actions. In order to stop Radha's futile suffering, said Vrinda, I will quickly meet her and tell her everything. And while moving with Malati, so Vrinda met Malati, she's proceeding with Malati to meet Radha and pacify Radha, all of a sudden she saw Krishna. Now she decided to hide and listen to what I heard unseen by him. She's pacifying Srimati Radharani. She said, Krishna's body was shaking and pale in color. All of his ornaments had fallen onto the ground, and he was crying and crying. And he was speaking in a maddened way. He was saying, Oh, Cupid, is my love real? Where will I go? Where is Radha? Do not disturb my worried mind even for a moment more. Oh, patience! Please give me a glimpse of Radha, or you are the killer of myself. Who will make requests to you? So Radha, Vrinda is saying, I called out to him, and he spoke to me. He said, Oh, why have you come here, Vrinda? Have you seen the friend of Lalita, Radha, whose eyes have cut my heart into 100 pieces? Why is she giving me so much pain and talking like this? He fainted. And when I saw him fainted on the ground, I fainted. And then Malati very carefully revived me. I waited before Krishna. And then Krishna said to me, O Vrinda, go to the gopis and plead my case with chosen words. Malati stayed with the garland, and I decided to come immediately, so I have come. But then just as I was leaving, Krishna called me back. And he said, taking off his body, all of his ornaments, he said, what is the use of these ornaments that are simply burning my flesh? And what is the use of this distressing flute? Please, give these to the followers of Radha. So Vrinda said, I was greatly distressed by his words, and with great difficulty I touched his hands and his feet, and I put the garland of Radha around his neck, and it dried out in a second from the burning of his exhaling and inhaling of his very, very sad mood. And then I began my journey. And as I was walking here, I was looking at the creepers of Vrindavan. But I saw that they had all been crushed in sadness. So Vrinda said, I have come here. Here are his ornaments, and here are my words. Without delay, do what your heart says is proper. Now, having heard this, as they have been given all of Krishna's ornaments, on hearing Vrinda's words and seeing Krishna's cloth and ornaments, the gopis tried to suppress their feelings. The melting of their hearts produced a vapor that rose up in their throats and approached their eyes. But with determination they closed their eyes to prevent tears from falling. They remained silent for a very long time. And then Vishakha Devi, being held by the trembling hands of Lalita, spoke affectionate words. She said, O Lalita Devi, first Krishna injures us by disrespecting our friend Radha, and now he distresses us with his rejected cloth and ornaments. My heart has become unsteady upon hearing his words. Therefore, I beg your permission to chastise him in response. Lalita said, what shall we do? A proud Sakhi will certainly become very angry because Krishna destroys us in two ways. Firstly, he did not come himself. And secondly, we cannot go and see him in our present mood. Thinking like this, Lalita said to Vrinda, if this gentle Sakhi Vishakha goes, then you, Vrinda, should boldly tell him what we say. So then Lalita Devi gave a very strong answer to Krishna. If you are interested in the moonlight, which is only a reflection of the sun, then why are you crying like this? And so on. And if you love Chandravali, why are you lamenting for Lalita? Why are you lamenting for Radha? Then, having heard this message, Vrinda took Vishakha and they went to where Krishna was. Then Vrinda left and she went to see Purnamasi to see about this Chandravali Abhishek. And meanwhile, Vishakha walked towards Krishna and she saw the garland hanging on the tree and she said to herself loudly, oh, there's the garland of Radha, as if she was just looking for this garland. Meanwhile, Krishna looked at her and he said, why are you concerned about a garland which has only spent a few moments in the association of your friend? And you are not asking about the condition of somebody who has known her for a very long time. Now Vishakha, who was not angry, because all of these loving exchanges are all made for the pleasure of Krishna. There is no self-motivation, no selfish enjoyment in the hearts of the gopis. But Vishakha, just to increase the intensity of the mood, she covered her head. And she feigned great anger and she looked towards Krishna, who was a very sorry sight because he was crying and crying, and she said, you have inflicted so much pain on the gopis that they have almost given up their bodies. This is her feigned anger. When you apply fire to cloth, it burns completely, leaving just a few threads. And similarly, the gopis are almost dead, living on only a few threads. How will you search for them, O husband of Chandravali? You have destroyed our friend Radha. Do not the friends of Padma rejoice deeply hearing this news? But we continue to maintain our lives, thinking ourselves eligible candidates for your affection. So how unfortunate are we? My friend, who constantly thinks of you, is barely still alive. But she does not speak, hear, or look at anything. The sharp praise you sent with Arinda generated only anger. What a lie! It is a revelation of your cheating. Radha is afraid of such crooked ways. From your childhood you have been killing women like Putana. She knows that you are very cruel, so you have no hesitation in killing women. Now, when Krishna heard this, he became so sad. He lowered his head and drenched his garland with his tears. Very softly caressing the garland with his forefinger and thumb, Krishna replied to Vishakha in an anguished voice. He said, Radhe is my very life. You know that this Krishna is controlled by her. Vishakha, you are our life-giving friend, but how unfortunate that we have come to this state. Can we call this fate? So here is the extraordinary display of Krishna's yogamaya potency, that he himself is bewildered and he himself is crying and confused and feeling so many pure transcendental emotions for his transcendental pleasure. Seeing Krishna in agony, Vishakha, hearing his gentle words, could no longer keep her feigned anger. Her mind melted with tears that begged to pour forth, but neglecting the sharp pain, Vishakha managed to speak. She said, previously with the heat of the sun of separation, you burnt my friend. Why are you crushing this miserable woman again by sprinkling more ghee of distress on the fire? But then her mood changed, because she is only thinking how to enhance Krishna's pleasure. So she realized that Srimati Radharani's intense mood of man would also change. So she began to think that Krishna should not suffer too much. So she decided to appease Krishna, and she changed her whole way of speaking. She said, as you know, of course, the Sakis have many different temperaments. Lalita, for example, is very, very bold, whereas my nature is very soft. Now, would you like me to help arrange a meeting with Radha? Remember that these Sakis will have to be appeased, so how will you approach Srimati Radharani? Mukunda said, please show me your mercy. But still, I am a little worried that you will be criticized because you have spoken to me so kindly. So that much I fear. Then Malati came in. Now, each one of these gopis is going to enhance the situation in their own personal way. So what Malati says is, why are you speaking these compromising words to him? Why do you want to compromise with him? He has committed an offense to Radha. And you expect that he can attain nectar so easily? So then Vishakha says, but Malati, look at his face. He is feeling so sad. How can I take him like this to our friend Radha? Then Krishna said, this whole forest, everything here belongs to Radha. All of my activities belong to Radha. My soul belongs to Radha. Everything that exists on earth belongs to her. Now Krishna has moved himself into the proper position. So then Malati tells Vishakha in front of Krishna, oh, it was so sad when we were coming because we had heard about this wonderful Abhishek that was to take place. And then when we heard that this Abhishek was not going to take place, that's when Radha became so unhappy and she left for her home. So in this way, by presenting this information to Krishna, he's hearing this. He understands that Radha will become happy if this royal Abhishek takes place, just as was planned initially. So he becomes very happy to hear this. And Krishna says to Vishakha, you have requested the coronation of Radha as the queen of Vrindavan, as the price for pleasing her. My mind has become unsteady thinking of this great ceremony. Today you have revealed my long cherished desire. O Sakhi, I am not satisfied even by giving her my heart. I am truly ashamed that this is all I can give her. I wish to give her also all my forests. So now that Krishna has made this arrangement, Vrinda returns, because as you know, Vrinda had left Vishakha to speak privately with Krishna. So when Vrinda returns, Vishakha says in an indirect way, she makes a little comment from which Vrinda understands that everything has been resolved. Vishakha says, O Vrinda, you are certainly not a thief. Your great affection cannot be a fault. But why did you suddenly disappear to some secret place after placing Radha's garland on Krishna? So by asking this question, Vrinda immediately understands that everything has been resolved. So Vrinda makes Vishakha place this garland again on Krishna and decorate him again with his ornaments as before. And then, when she hears about this royal Abhishek, she becomes very happy. But then they tell Krishna about Lalita's vow, and Krishna says in return, he says, you are all very cruel indeed. But just as they're exchanging in this way, elderly Purnamasi comes, and Purnamasi is Yogamaya herself. And Purnamasi is the guru of all the residents of Vrindavan. Everyone will do whatever Purnamasi says, because she orchestrates the different arrangements for Krishna, his pleasure, and Radha's pleasure. So Purnamasi comes just at this particular moment, and Vishakha is smiling very happily. Embracing Vishakha and Vrinda, Purnamasi asks some questions. She wipes away their tears and blesses them hundreds and hundreds of times. Then she says, with her hands folded, she says, I have one simple request. The water of Radha's Abhishek, which will satisfy all of Vrindavan, will also nourish this desire tree. This tree will then produce flowers and fruits. And this will be the object of all my austerities. You must take these flowers and fruits and taste them. The gopis reply, Vishakha replies, we will hold your ornamental order on our heads and we will carry it out. If the proud Sakhi Radha considers it and does not become upset, she says then, we should go and see what Radha is doing, displaying her pride. So Purnamasi says, yes, we should all go together now to Radha. So meanwhile, Srimati Radharani is inside the house. And as we know, this man, this mood of man, is one of the transcendental phases of her love. In Varshana, there is a place dedicated to this mood of man, man kutir. So with this mood, Srimati Radharani attracts Krishna's affection and love and pleases him greatly. But here she is expressing her mood in her sadness. All the gopis go and they listen outside. And from inside, they can hear. Lamenting bitterly for her jealous anger and weeping and lamenting, Radha is inside and the sakhis are listening. Then Vishakha comes inside with Purnamasi. Purnamasi takes the hand of Lalita Devi and Vishakha and they go inside. Radharani is crying and she says to herself, "Today I had a dream that Krishna had sent his ornaments as a consolation through Vrinda. But overtaken by pride, I did not even look at those ornaments. Why didn't the Creator blind me on the spot? And then I saw that Mukunda, he even approached me. He trembled and praised me, but I ignored him. I just maintained my anger and pride. How cursed I am." This is Radha's mood of lamentation that the gopis are hearing. So then Vishakha, Lalita, as I said, they went inside the house and the whole world rejoiced when they brought Radha outside. Then Purnamasi began to speak. One of the gopis picked up Radha's cloth and placed it upon her shoulders. And another one waved the edge of their cloth to keep away the bees and to pacify Radha. And two gopis held her by the waist and sat her down very peacefully. Then Purnamasi said to her, wiping the tears from her eyes, she said, "Being pure in heart, you have offered your heart and mind to Krishna life after life. Your beloved is also pure. Where has this afflicting anger come from? If you desire to keep this anger, why did you not first ask your elderly companion? Or did you simply want to show off your childish nature?" So here Purnamasi is pacifying Srimati Radharani. Then Srimati Radharani is remaining silent with her eyes closed, and Purnamasi begins to pacify her further. She tells her what had taken place. She says that Krishna was dependent on her, Srimati Radharani, for this abhishek to take place. But one day Padma came and she saw Krishna and she thought that maybe Krishna was depending on her. So she came to Krishna and she said, "I want you to do me one favor. I want you to please make Chandravali your queen." Ah, and Krishna didn't know what to say to her. So then, "Listen, Radhe. Many days ago when I spoke to Krishna, he told me he wanted you to become his queen. Therefore, upon hearing from Padma, Krishna started to tremble and said, 'What did you say?'" And Padma answered very indirectly. She said, "May she whose name starts with Chandra and who is stated in the Vedas to be the consort of Madhava, she should become your queen." But because in Vrindavan is very crooked and Krishna is very clever, and it's also Purnamasi, she said, "You know, in the Vedas it is stated that one time you appeared in a partial form called Chandra Kanti and you were the lover of Madhava. So remembering this," Krishna said with a deep sigh, he said, "Let it be so." So Purnamasi now, she tells Radha this secret. Purnamasi secretly revealed Krishna's clever trick to the ears of the gopis. It came to the ears of the gopis, but surprisingly Padma and the other rivals knew nothing of it. In this way, Lalita and the gopis attained the blessings of Katyayani Devi. So Purnamasi pacified them by telling them, don't worry, Krishna is going to make Srimati Radharani Vrindavan Ishwari. Have no doubt on this subject. So Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, finishes this chapter of his work by saying, I eternally serve the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami and beautiful Krishna, who always rains showers of mercy on this fallen soul, even though I am lower than the low, knowingly addicted to offenses, completely impure, and I have no taste for devotion.